Hi everyone, it's me, Alan, with Space News. Today we're going to be talking about Crew 2. As promised in the last episode, I said I would talk about the Crew 2 mission. So last night, it blasted off from Launch Complex 39A in Cape Canaveral, Florida, with a successful flight to the International Space Station, and it docked nearly maybe a half hour before I started recording this episode, so it's all good. They launched aboard a Falcon 9 and flew on a reused Crew Dragon, which was pretty cool because they're reusing space capsules. So now two Dragon craft are docked to the International Space Station. The astronauts have already greeted the crew of the ISS themselves, and will probably be staying there for a while. Up and coming as well, we have SN-15 that's ready to go. They'll be launching soon, as well as a possible static fire, at the time of this recording, obviously. And we also have news of a Falcon Heavy launch that should be occurring in July for USSF 44 mission, flying a, I think the payload is classified, but I can't remember, so I'll look into that. Dear Moon, if any of you know about Dear Moon, they're still looking for crew choices, I believe. They still haven't released those yet. Also, we have the Inspiration 4 mission. The crew members have been chosen. Let me go ahead and pull it up. So, four crew members for a private space mission have been chosen. So, let's go ahead and pull up Inspiration 4 and see what's going on. So, I pulled up the website the other day, and here's the crew members. So, they'll be just flying a Dragon mission, a tourist mission. So we have we have Chris Zimbrowski. We have Dr. Cyan Proctor. We have Jared Isaacman, and we have Haley Arcano. So that's all. That's the crew for that mission. If you don't know who the crew was for Dragon, I can go ahead and pull that up as well. So we're going to look up Crew 2 Crew. And we have, so we have the people were aboard. Let me see if I can find it. Shane Kimbrough, K. Megan MacArthur, Akito Hoshide, and Thomas Pesquet. So those are the crew members of Crew 2. We're also looking forward to some other launches in the future, as well as an orbital flight test of Starship this summer. So, if any of you are excited to see that, for sure I am, because I'm ready to see Starship get stacked on the Super Heavy booster. Raptor engines are doing well in the production line, and it all looks good. In the next episode, we're going to talk about the history of the Saturn V and how it paved the way for a lot of space travel, who created the Saturn V, whose brainchild it was, and was it really worth it? Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.